This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Futures Business Summit coming up January 24th and 25th. You can get information at farmfuturessummit.com. The technology wave continues with a bold prediction I heard the other day from a farmer I'll share with you after this. Every January, they gather for the Farm Futures Summit, they being farmers and ranchers from all over the country, because they know it's one winter meeting they don't want to miss. It's one place they can get so much information and knowledge and usable skills to take back home to use on their farm or ranch during these challenging times. The Farm Futures Business Summit is coming right up. It'll be the 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa, right there at the Coralville Conference Center. Now, you can get all the information online at farmfuturessummit.com. You'll see the list of speakers there, including agriculture economists, farm business management specialists, and including farmers and ranchers, too. Farmfuturessummit.com is the website where you can see the program and register. Again, it's coming up at Iowa City, Iowa, January 24th and 25th, farmfuturessummit.com. The technology wave reshaping our food production around the world is seeing a lot of money coming into it right now. A Stanford Graduate School business professor, Chaim Mendelson, is looking at this, and he said, "We have seen a wave of technology in the information industries. Now there's another big wave reshaping our traditional industries." And that includes, according to Mendelson, agriculture. He says it'll be very important to help with what he perceives as the climate change that is taking place. That will put more demands on how food is grown, while fewer people will be working in the farming industry, and that means technology will be required. Mendelson says it's by no means a panacea, but it offers opportunities in an internet-connected world. Technology, he says, can be making agriculture more productive, more efficient, more sustainable, and a more resilient food system. Listen to these numbers about the venture capital pouring into agriculture. Back in 2013, there were 71 deals, venture capitalists and angels looking toward farming as an investment opportunity. 71 deals for about $57 million in 2013. 4 years later, 147 of those deals, with the money pouring in, tallying at about $735 million. And Chaim Mendelson says, for startups, the low-hanging fruit is analytics. These include monitoring technologies and the data analytics that can make sense of satellite monitoring and weather simulations. And he says their research at Stanford shows that American farmers who used precision technology reported average cost reductions in their business of 15% and average yield increases of 13%. It prompted one farmer who is very technologically oriented to comment at one recent meeting I attended that we have seen more change in the last 24 months in agriculture technology than in the previous 24 years. I'll be back after this.